Dreamscape presents Dark Isle, Celtic Legacy Book 2 by Shannon Mayer, narrated by Amara Jasper. 1. The only way of finding the limits of the possible is by going beyond them into the impossible. Arthur C. Clarke. The thrumming vibration of the helicopter rattled my teeth as it banked to the left, rolling me tight against the man next to me. The man I barely knew, and yet I was supposed to give him my whole heart because of a prophecy. Luke put an arm over my shoulders, his voice tight with worry as he held me.
It will be okay, Quinn. This was the way it was meant to be. We will go to Ireland, and the council will help us sort this out. They will get you trained, and this will turn out okay.
Did he even hear himself? Did he hear that even he didn't believe his own words? Because there was no confidence in him. Not for a second, which did not help my belief in him. In that moment, though, I had never felt such a yawning chasm of despair as the one that opened within me while sitting in that helicopter. We flew away from my baby sister, Aisling, leaving her behind in the kingdom of the Fomorii, the Dark Fae. My sister, the one person I loved more than any other, had just been left behind, abandoned. That thought ran over and over in my head, like a hamster on a wheel that I couldn't escape. And with her was Bress, the half-Fomorii who'd helped me survive the labyrinth. The man who called to my heart even though he shouldn't, even though there was no future for us. And he was now firmly in the enemy's camp, whether he wanted to be or not. In a matter of days, my life had gone from normal, everyday girl in her 20s, trying to make it in the world and pay the bills with an everyday job, to a world of monsters, fae, magic, and near-death experiences. A world that I'd never known existed, and now had to find my footing in if I was going to save myself and keep those I loved alive. No small feat. No small ask of me, and I knew it. The only thing I had to combat the depression that threatened to roll me under its tide of pain was the anger that nipped at the heels of the sorrow and grief. Anger at myself for not doing more. Anger at Luke for not helping me fight for Aisling. And anger at my mother, who sat across from me without a single tear on her cheek. As if she didn't give a shit about the fact we'd left her youngest daughter behind. All of us were in some way responsible for not getting Aisling out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?